James Neesmith is in the house, and suddenly
that's like a breath of fresh air.
Suddenly,
isn't
a host of angels come into the studio. There you go. Okay, Jesus is the answer. And I'm not.
That's the first time that analogy's ever been made.
And, right. And I'm not mocking the church or the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is an awesome film, man. At the Omnimax, it's Jerusalem. I've never seen footage like this of the Holy Land. It's awesome.
This is a new, brand new film, obviously. It's a National Geographic production. And it opens on Friday at the Omni Theater at the Science Spectrum. And we are really excited to bring this film in. This film started off as a film where they thought, oh, we'll make a pretty film. We'll have a bunch of interesting flyovers of the city, which is hard to do. You don't just easily get permission to fly your planes over Jerusalem without being shot down.
Yeah.
So that goes through some lengthy process. But of the countryside, and while the film crews were in the area thinking they were going to make one of these flyover films, which the aerial photography and cinematography is stunning, but they really realized and started meeting a lot of the local people and really getting a lot of the backstory. So it has become a story not only of the city and visiting the holy lands and visiting the holy sites, but meeting the people who live there day to day and meeting people of all the different faiths and different cultures and how they intertwine and interlive and how these cultures have shaped this region and the world for the last 5,000 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really neat. So when does this actually open up at the Omnimax? It's this week, right?
Starts Friday. The 11th is its first day. So we'll have some shows that day, and it'll really, obviously, lots of shows for the weekend. It will be here for the next couple of months. So if you're thinking you're interested and you want to come see the film but you're not available this weekend, it's not like it's a one-weekend limited engagement type run. It will be here for a couple of months, at least through the end of the year. But obviously, we'd really like for folks to come out. We'd really encourage groups. If you have a church group or if you have some sort of other social group that you'd like to come and see it, there are group rates available. You can put together a group of 10 or more and get a group rate. We'd love to schedule an opportunity for you to come see it.
Well, if you would like to go see Jerusalem at the Omnimax, it starts on Friday. But we have your tickets today. We've got a family four-pack. If you'd like to be caller number 4 at 770-5790, caller number 4 at 770-5790, get these tickets for you. And this will be good to be used through December 31st of this year. So you have plenty of time. You don't have to just go, I mean, for opening
right.
day. It's not just for this weekend. It's whenever you can make it. So what other highlights do we have on the film that, you know, are just nice?
Well, in general, I would say that if you're the kind of person who said, you know, I would love to always have the opportunity to travel to the Holy Lands, but maybe it's just not feasible. This is going to be an opportunity where this is going to be as close as it is to getting there, and you feel like you're actually immersed in the city, in the culture, in the people. You'll get access to some of the holy sites that, unless you were on a special tour, you would never be able to get into. You actually also are going to be able to go. They made special arrangements with some archaeologists, and you get to go to some places that special tours don't get to go to, and they did some special excavations and underground tours and underground places in some of the tombs and catacombs and places that you would never get to go as an individual, that you wow. only get to go and follow along with the cameras as they're doing this research.
What are the ticket prices to the show?
$8 for adults, $6.50 for children or senior adults. But again, if you book or a group of 10 or more, we have group rates that are a little bit discounted off of that as well.
Okay, great.
So do you get to choose which films come into Lubbock to the Omnimax?
We do, specifically because of the limited number of films that we bring in compared to a standard movie house.
Mm-hmm.
But there also is a much more limited pool of films available. So we do get to pick. But there's not that many to choose from moment to moment.
Yeah. Relatively speaking.
Well, we're glad you selected this one.